I'm Marco Werman with The World. We all know about metadata. The things we post and send on the net contain lots of data that you can't see. Where you posted it, what time, all that stuff, and more. But even in the analog world, like on that paper memo lying on your desk, there's hidden data. It's this kind of old-school analog metadata that appears to have helped authorities figure out who leaked a highly classified National Security Agency report. The document was published by the news website The Intercept. It describes Russian hacking efforts just days before the U.S. presidential election last year. And right after The Intercept published, the Justice Department announced its charges against the alleged leaker, an NSA contractor named Reality Lee Winner. For more on how this happened, we turn to Joseph Cox. He's a reporter for the Vice tech website, Motherboard.
So The Intercept get this physical document, old school, in the mail. And then as part of their reporting, The Intercept goes to the NSA and sends them a scan of the document, presumably to get comment or a response. The NSA then notices that there's a fold or a crease in this document, which tips them off that it was physically printed at some point. And then that kind of snowballs from there. They simply go and check who printed this document around this time frame. There's around six people, and then they narrow it down to this Reality Winner.
Now, Reality Winner also made some contact with The Intercept using her work computer, correct?
Yeah, so that's basically how the investigators, when they had these six people that had printed the document, they found, just through an audit of the suspect's work computers, that she had contacted The Intercept via her work computer a few months prior. It wasn't anything to do with leaking. She was actually asking for a transcript of The Intercept's podcast. But, of course, that is enough to create reasonable suspicion that, hey, the person who printed this document also reads The Intercept. So investigators carried on from there.
Hard to know what The Intercept was thinking, but do you think they realized that there is metadata in analog paper documents?
I mean, The Intercept is a phenomenal publication, and they have some of the best security and digital security experts in the world. I mean, you could arguably say that if the NSA is auditing every single file that employees or contractors are looking at, they would have found their suspect irrespective of what The Intercept did. Of course, that's a what-if scenario,
right. But
I'm a little surprised by the apparent and alleged way that Winner went about this. Of course, Edward Snowden took various technical measures, apparently, to cover up his track. But even when you may not have that sort of background, you're working for the NSA, and this does seem like a fairly sloppy way to leak, especially top-secret material.
Well, Edward Snowden certainly separated himself right out of the country. And when I think back to some of the high-profile leaks in recent years, obviously NSA contractor Snowden comes up. There was also Chelsea Manning, the Army private who was jailed for one of the largest leaks of classified documents in U.S. history, also just released from prison. Any trends that you're noticing, Joseph?
Yeah, this modern wave of whistleblowers are incredibly young, whereas we used to have Daniel Ellsberg and the Pentagon Papers and et cetera.
Is it techno-literates meeting the idealism of youth that is doing this?
Yeah, I mean, it could be that these people are young and they get into their government job and they see wrongdoing. And maybe if you were a bit older, and maybe you wouldn't want to do it. But that is not to be patronizing or condescending at all. I mean, if you're going to make the decision to leak a top secret document or a cache of large top secret documents, you're going to give yourself a pretty good reason to do it.
Joseph Cox is a reporter for the Vice tech website Motherboard.